Ukrainians keep fleeing the fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The UN says more than a half million have left the country. That young boy was on a train, tearing up after saying goodbye to his father. Fearful his dad may have to join the fight as Ukrainian men take up arms to battle the Russians.
Fuel, cash, and medical supplies are also dwindling in Ukraine now, and that's why the UN fears that up to 5 million people could soon be following in the footsteps of those that we witnessed today. It is becoming a dire situation. Vladimir Putin shows no signs of backing down. In fact, he is escalating.
Fox's Benjamin Hall's in Lviv as the Russian leader's forces bombard Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, though there are talks today between Russia and Ukraine with expectations considered low for a breakthrough to stop the war. The U.S. has squeezed Russia's economy even more with new sanctions today.
They're not meant as a deterrent anymore. They are meant instead as punishment. And this batch is going to prevent Americans from doing business with Russia's central bank.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. And there's more punishment across America. Fox's Jeff Manasso explains live.
Dave, governors in Utah, Ohio, and New Hampshire now pulling Russian-made vodka from store shelves. There's an executive order by New York Governor Kathy Hochul to review all investments and purchases from Russia.
And ensuring that anything related to companies headquartered in Russia or Russian state-sponsored entities, that they will cease immediately.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is calling on retailers to remove Russian products. In Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, among others, also severing ties with Russia, all in response to the country's invasion of Ukraine. Dave.
Jeff, the Russian ruble currency has been plunging in value today, while the price of oil is surging up 4%. On Wall Street, the Dow is falling more than 200 points, but the NASDAQ is rising up 50. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Almost 14 months after the Capitol riot, a first. Jury selection starts today to put one of those arrested on trial after a few hundred others pleaded guilty.
Guy Wesley Reffitt, a Texas man who is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds, interfering with police officers guarding the building, and threatening his teenage kids if they reported him for it. Reffitt is one of more than 750 people charged with federal crimes in the Capitol riot of January 6, 2021. Federal prosecutors say he's a member of a militia-style group called the Texas Three Percenters and was armed with a handgun on January 6th, carrying zip-tie handcuffs and wearing body armor and a helmet equipped with a video camera when he charged at Capitol Police. Three Capitol Police officers are set to testify. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
An Indianapolis police officer is in a hospital in serious but stable condition the morning after a late-night shootout when police responded to a crash scene and got into a gunfight with a man who drove away. He was critically injured. We're riding the record Omicron wave down. COVID cases have fallen in the U.S. 6 weeks in a row to the lowest level since late July.
As new daily COVID cases plunge, so does demand for tests. Americans have yet to claim nearly half of the 500 million at-home tests offered free through the federal government. However, the White House tells the Associated Press this shows the program will be able to accommodate future surges in demand.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. There are more baseball talks today. But there are also consequences if they strike out again trying to end the lockout.
While the two sides have agreed to the stocking stuffers on a new collective bargaining agreement, the big ticket items remain, like revenue sharing, a competitive balance tax, minimum player salaries, and expanded postseason. Without the framework for a new collective bargaining agreement by the end of today's talks, MLB has said it would not be able to play a full 162-game regular season and that players would lose portions of their salaries.
That's Jared Max. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.